Shabbos Avi Mari. Hold me in the end of the Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Of how to put out a fire. Now we just start off with Simon about seven things. The Ramashek, the Sugya of how to put out the Sugya of Grama. Now, that's a couple of Simon, Mr. Chafei Chavav, discussing how to put out either through a case of a Goy or the case of a cotton. The Mishnah Nachku Chaval from Alf, it says, the Nachi comes to put out a fire. In Umloi Karei, don't tell him to go put it out, that's Osir. However, if he's doing it by himself, don't tell him, you have to come along and tell him, don't put it out. The Mishnah gets chastised in the case of a cotton. The Gemara explains the reason because the cotton does not ask of him, Mashenkin the Nachi, no matter how nice he looks like he's doing it for, he's about to do it in the case of money, not specifically for you. Now, in this idea of Amir Lanafi, not really a sugya, but there are some points to come down clearly from this idea over here. One is that the idea we cannot say kaveh to a goy. What's the iser? It says Rashi Amir Lanafi Mishum Shvus. The idea of the iser of telling a goy to do something is idea means something shvus. It's an iser. Now, 15 years ago, I gave a chabur, one of the first ones that I gave on the Amir Lanafi. And I gave all the klum of Meister why it's more true the term by the Rabbans and the Rices, all the cases. And there's a very chosh of Rav in the Chabura that came over afterwards and says he gave one of the Chabura, but he said it all wrong. And I was like, what? 100% all wrong. Yeah, first off, it's usher. People do not know Amir and Nafi Shos. So first, you can't tell drunk two things. Our klum and the term and the gedorm out there, and over the years I've learned the hard way sometimes that people do not know, especially Noshim, or people who are like Noshim. They do not seem to know that the Amir Lanafi is an Isser over there. Now, number one is an Isser. What is the Isser over here? Is it Din D'Rabbanan or Din D'Oraisa? So the words Shvus sound like the Din D'Rabbanan. Again, Rashi and Chumash and Pashas Boy seem to call it a case of D'Oraisa. Rishonim is Kash and Rashi. Seem to be mysterious. Rashi over here. And Bez Hashem, we love the Sugya of Amir Lanafi and Sim Rish Mem Gimel. We'll see a Pascha Loch Lamaisa is D'Rabbanan. The Shari Tzim will address how to answer Rashi's sheet over here. That's Aleph. This Drabbon is number one, Isser, two, Drabbon. Number three, where is the site of the Isser? What's the reason behind it? So Rashi again over here speaks out. So I say, Shluchay Mamish. The site of the Isser, because a guy is your Shleach. Now, come on the point out, the Rashi really says three different reasons why Amir Lanafi is Osir. Over here, he said, Mitzah the Sugya of Shlichas. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, he says, Mitzah the Pasuk Mimse Chetzcha Vedab Bedover. Person on Shabbos has to be very careful with his speech. The question is first, why does Rashi have two different reasons? They point out, the Gemara, the Chashuv, and others, very simple nafkamino. If you tell a guy on Erev Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, you do not have the Isser of David Dover, you only have the Isser of Shlichus. If you tell a guy on Shabbos to do something on Moshe Shabbos, you only have the Isser of David Dover, and not the Isser of Shlichus. Therefore, the reason why Rashi has to come out to two different reasons to tell you, Erev Shabbos, you cannot tell a guy to do something on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you cannot tell a guy to do something on Moshe Shabbos. Both of them are Meister Osir. That's according to Rashi. The Rambam has a different reason why it's Osir. He says a person cannot be a person who tells a guy to do something on Shabbos, he's being Mezalzel Shabbos, and to lead him for he himself go to the Melacha. So the Chashash ought to he himself doing the full over here. So there are three different reasons why. Amir Lanafi is Osir, a Din Rabbanan. Again, one is our Sugya, Rashi Mitzad the Sugya of Shlichas. Once Rashi says Mitzad the Sugya of Shlichas, the Achrim grapple the lumdus behind it. We already spoke at last Kabbalah, the Kasha of the Nebuchad Yosef. The Lachor the Yisrael on Shabbos is that not Akash Baruch Hu does not want the act to be done. Akash Baruch Hu does not want you to do the act. Son of Gavru, not the Chetzel. That means if Kelim do a Melacha, the Seder. You have a Chiv, a Shabbos V'Yinofash. You have to rest. So what's happening over here? You tell a guy to go do something, even Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Meister, he's schwitzing, he's working, he's doing all the pull and all the work over here. And the Shabbos, you know, only Shabbos, go to me there, they're watching someone else work over here. With the Isser of Amira, the pull we don't mind being done, we mind that you're doing it. It's Kishmak for you, you're still not over here. As I've heard, the Chab Sefer, Kiveger, and others, they want to answer. And the same question is in the Rukiyasa, the same idea over here, but they want to answer simply by Amir Lanafi, that not really Shlichus, it's instead of Mechzik Yishluchai. Mechzik. What's not mean is a real Shlichus or not? So the Chaim, let's say you get a monkey to do something. Where's the Chaim is? Let's get a kaif of peel, or an elephant to do work for you on Shabbos. Avada, there's no Shlichus for behemoths. No Shlichus. But since the whole entire deal is Mechzik Yishruchai, it looks like he's doing it for you, and it's an extension of you, part and parcel of you. Therefore, that means that even the gate to animals, if you tell animals something on Shabbos, you have Bayam, Bayam, Amir, and Ochri. Amir, Ochri, and Amir, Behem, is all the same thing. Why? Mechzik Yishruchai. He said, I bring your eyes to the Chayim. The Mishnah over here contrasts a guy to a cotton, an ancient Shlichus to a cotton. So we see over here, the idea is not real Shlichus. Even though the words of Rashi, but also Shlichus, means Mechzik Yishruchai. That's the side of this. Fine, that's, we get to come out, we'll have to get back by Richas, we learned Amir Lanochi, we spent a good couple of weeks on it, 6 weeks on it, we'll get back to more of the lumdus over here. The second sugya is that we have the idea of a cotton, putting on the fire. Now the Gerti Cotton, the Esmond, have two ideas over here. There's one, Shvisas Benai, and one, the sugya of Chinuch. Chinuch Be'etim is Shin Mem Gimel, of a pensive, the Badas, or a Ba'avono, his age, is a lav, and I say, that's not going to be our sugya. I'm trying to focus over here and again to sugya miyuchad of Shvisas Benoi. Now, this first question is, what is a chilutin chinuch and Shvisas Benoi? Chinuch really is a dinner abonim chanoich lenar api darkoi. Pasuk in Mishlei, Mishpah Megdan, chinuch is drabonim. Michelle is, what is Shvisas Benoi? Is it drabonim or deraisa? So, it says in the series of Dibrois, Sai in Yisrael and Sai Ves Chanan, the pasuk is drab different. Basically, it said in the pasuk, "Leisasa kom locho ato uvincho uvitecho abdecho vamoscho vemtecho begecho shemeshirecho." The pasuk says, "You cannot do work, and not your kids, and not your animals, and not your maidservants, and not your avodim." In this pasuk over here, it says avodim that you cannot go do. Says the Rashba, "Luchu avodim is a din shvis avdo is din deraiso." Says the Rashba, "Kufta gimel, who do we see from over there? Shvis benoi is a din deraiso." That means chinuch is a dinner avonim. And this crowns in the gedarm over there. This, the miyuchad in Shabbos, chinuch is called tarkula, old tarik mitzvahs. In Shabbos, as Rashba, we have a din deraiso. Your child has to rest. Therefore, by us, Simon Shilamadalad, Sakot Lamadalad Sharitzin, he speaks out. When a kotin goes to put out the fire for his father, he says, then you'll a din deraiso. He says, if the kotin is putting out for somebody else, that's only a din deravonim. Meister, bring out the father for you, says the Chavetz Chaim. Why? Leisasa uvincho vitecho. The pasuk is a din deraisa that on the cotton is a chiv shvisa was doing something for you. Now, Gam the Isa bi'alochan reisam avov. He closes this question. Is leisasa ato uvincho vitecho din deraisa for your child or not? Meister, we hear it clearly passed it this way. And therefore, the pasuk in the Chodeshanu, the Rav Shlomo, others all bring down, they crack this mahalach, that shvisa's been known as a din deraisa. How far to take it? Shlomo brings down Chaim Brisk, who says, let's say the child's in front of his father, and the child does a melacha, b'fahesia, in front of people, b'mezid, the father did not make a macha. And he's doing it for the father, he's putting on a fire, he's lighting a match for his father to light a cigarette, and it doesn't make a macha, the father's not going to smoke it, but it does not make a macha. It says in Chaim Brisk, therefore the father is Mechel Shabbos Mamish, the father, and therefore, he's dinner ka'akav, he's a mumma mamash, a mumma for Shabbos. This is saying over here, of deraiso, that we know someone's a mechal Shabbos before Hesir, he's a dinner of a mummer, gertol, kolach, and kula, mamash, like a goy. If your kid does, you don't make a machor, doesn't before Hesir, says, Rabchayim Brisk, you are mamash, a mummer. That's the saying over here, you are mechal Shabbos. The tat is mechal Shabbos. Just like when he lights a fire, mechal Shabbos, and everything that he does is a mummer, same thing the kid does, you don't make a machor against it. I said simply lighting a fire. I did not say lighting a switch. For that reason, I thought. Now, come on the Chayim, and now they want to understand how far do you take these stories of Shvisas Benoi? What's the get over here? So they come first a contrast by the Shvisas Behamtoi. The gate an animal. The law is, can he go over to grass and eat it by himself and rip out the grass from the ground and act of Tlisha? One Lam Tes Malachas. So more of the next block, Naf Kufcha Beis. Brings down to mind the behemoth on top of Gabbai Sabbath and Shabbos. The loch is, you just put him there and let him eat it. It's mutter. Why? Because doing it for himself. He does it for the odoin, for the baal of behemoth. It's a din deraisa, shvisas behemtoi. Mash enkin, he does it for the father, or for the odoin, then din deraisa. Moses said, why are we apostle for the man yinoch? The din is miyuchad, that depends who the behemoth is doing it for. For the odoin, deraisa. For himself, the mice, it's mutter. Even the one time, same thing of a kid. You take a kid to a life watch, you get him to go put on for you, for the tata. Shrish is benoit, you're even Isser. He goes into his room, my kid. They put on the lights all the time when they want. They're 5 years old, 4 years, 3 years old. As chiddush he in him. As shrish benoit, they're doing it for themselves. That's not their Isser. That means the whole sugum here by us, the Mishnah, of putting on a fire, is when he's doing it for the tata. When he's doing it for the father, then we have a din der Isser. When he's doing it for himself, then we have a different sugum. That's Shimon Gimel, the sugum of chiddush. Building upon that, once that's the Yesoid, let's discuss different man we can start throwing half on and take the Yesoid. Again, to contrast Shishas Behema to Shishas Benoi, right now Shkia is 7:40. Let's say a person with Kabbalah Shabbos 20 minutes or 40 minutes beforehand. 6:40. 7:40. 6:40. So let's say you have Kabbalah Shabbos 20 minutes or 40 minutes beforehand. So now, Yom Kippur Shabbos, it's Toysher Shabbos. Is there then Toysher Shabbos on your behemoth? That means be'etzim for the world, people do malacha. You're the Baal behemoth, and therefore you're not going to do malacha. Can you go over to your animal, and now put a package on top of your animal and let them do malacha for you on Shabbos? Pashas says that we don't care about the behemoth resting on Shabbos. The thing is, he cannot do something for you. Once for you, it's your Shabbos. The law is he should go after you. These are people who is mistopic in Tayser Shabbos. Speaking in case of Yontif more, what's the law in the gear to the situation of a behemoth? And there is a Shalomation once he makes the Meister of Makor Chaim a few hundred years ago. He says he goes after the Tayser Shabbos of the Baal. The simple idea, the simple concept. They may go this way. And Lumisvam go Apisvar Shabbai. There's no Din Shabbos in the behemoth. Behemoth doesn't have Shabbos. The Din is you, and whatever the extension of you is the case of a behemoth. Same thing that kind of grapple by coined by Shammai, she does Shvisas Kalin, also according to him, where's go after Pasha Stan and the Cleese to get to the Odin over here? Therefore, take a step further. Same idea, same concept. Take a step further. Let's say you have an animal that is in Chutz Laretz, in America, New York, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the Kabbalah Shabbos, when it hits Shkia, your animal, Maisa, is in Chutz Laretz. It's in New York, 7 hours later, it's not Shabbos yet. Is there a din shvishes behemtoy negate the animal or negate your yours man over here? It's a 7 hour difference over here. So again, Be'ikad HaKhanim point out that we do not care about the behemoth. It's more mitzal the baal of behemoth. And therefore, they say you go after the baal. If it's Shabbos over here, so the chalkas Yaakov, the chazan Yecheskel, the Abitzina, Kintar Baalocha, the Arlatzian, the Yashiv, Sharm, Yechodeshoni, Yoshtomach, a bunch of names I mentioned, they all say you go after the baal. Baal behemoth. So whatever happens over here, it's Shabbos. Saying, therefore, even though Chutz Laretz is not Shabbos, Behema has to follow, you cannot do something for me. There are Cholkim. There are really two ways to argue. Either those who want Taino, it goes after side the Behema and the Baal, and you both can do Shabbos. And someone say, go after the Behema. Let's go with one Malach, which is Shtakas for, and say, go after the Baal. If so, now let's take it to the next level. Once you take the idea of a Behema, Shvish of Behema, sign the gate to Taisu Shabbos, sign the gate to different Zman over here. Now let's take the case of a cotton. Let me see an example. You have a case of Tayshir Shabbos, comes along with Mami, does a lot of Kisneris, whatever this man, 20 or 40 minutes before Shkia. She lit the candles. The loch is in the end of some race on a gimel, because she is can all the Yisrael go do malach for her. Says Mechaber, says Ramah, we pass the loch of Maisa that she can ask any Yisrael or go do malach. That's not a problem. Why? Mechaber gets about why, Taz gets about why, two different reasons. Yeshua has his reason, Bach, all the reasons why. Maisa, we pass him. So you can tell the husband, Pat Molly, believe your visa. There's one sheet of the name of the Yashiv. There's a chum over there without the Yashiv. The loch is you can go tell a person, go do loch. No problem. How will negate to the child what's the loch in that case? What's the sword to Mechalik? Because just like by Behema, it's not a din in the person. The other person has Shabbos in that. It's negate to she herself. She's Mikabel Shabbos. Once she's Mikabel Shabbos, anything that's an extension of her has to also achieve Shisa. Therefore, Kamal Makor Chaim, and he writes, therefore, when any time the parents have a Kabbal Shabbos, the kids also had the get over here, and therefore, the Oiver and Isser, if they do Al Das Oviv, Al Das Imoy, whatever the parent that do it for, the Oiver Isser, because they're extension of the parent over here. And therefore, Shumach has a Shuba about this, Kabbal Shubas, wants to be Machmer, Abi Asher wants to be Machmer, the Isser question of Chai Kanievsky, and others, the one Taina, the mother of the Lucas Neris, and said, oh my gosh, I forgot to light the oven. Tells the kid, she wants to light the oven, do the light in the refrigerator, open the soda bottles, all these cases over here. The court tell the husband 100%, tell the kid, you have a massive bayah over here. Go, should be awesome. Now, there are those, again, to be clear, there's a Rosh Chodesh who's asked the question, he wants to be mekel, and the Rosh Chodesh Avoza has a true Rosh Chodesh and Zion trying to defend why it's mutter. Maisha, you have to go for Avoza and Shlomo Zalman had the Makor Chaim, Chavos Yor, because it only came out in print about 40 years ago. A lot of they saw it. The Makor Chaim writes black and white. The loch is, just like a Behemo, who did your kids over here, the loch is that there's Nichol in your Kabbalah Shabbos over here.
Why is it
a father? Step by step. Now, step by step, we're not finished yet. We'll find it afterwards. Now, just take it, different cases over here, we'll come to the city of Kul over here. So we'll make some people a little bit more happier. Now, again, we have one case over here, the Gita Lokas Neris. A second case, is, let's say, a case of someone's a Chutz Loretz. That means, for example, your parents are right now are in Chutz Loretz, let's say, and they tell you, what Shabbos, do me a favor on the computer, go to the bank, check me to the airport, do all these things for me on the computer. So, in essence, what Shabbos over here is all about them Shabbos. The you have a great question now is, can you do that Adas Oviv? Are there even Issa Deraisa? That's what I'm getting to. I switch cases. I know. But yeah. That means come along. Your parent in the Chutz Laretz tells you to do something on Shabbos. Is there a problem over here? It's on the sugya of Shisus B'nai. Well, step by step. Take a third case over here, Marshall. Let's say my shares in the Chutz Laretz. Let's say he comes to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Ruayim, and then he says to Sukkos over here. Comes on the second day Sukkos. What's the hoga that people do on second day Yontif? What the Ben Eretz Yisrael people do? Can the Ben Chutz Laretz go ask them go do Malacha? The Minig is not to. But the Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Minig is not to. It's not like the Minig is not to. How can the Ben Eretz Yisrael do Bedas Atzmoi? Because the Rambam say he can go into the person's house, call in the light, the person can't have a law. Why is there no Knas on something that's Malacha Yisrael? And therefore the Anhoga seems to be that to go put on the light for the person to have a law, the Mice is Mutter. They don't ask. Remizal among the Swam is because they want to be Mekel, Yishlodin, how they do the Remizal. But they bedas atzmoi is mutter. So that comes along with Shnumach, and he points out on second day Yontif, the chur of the kid come along, my wife come along and puts it on for her father. The Shver has to say, no, you're my daughter over here, Beitch over here. You're doing it for me. Adas al das the tat over here. Chur you have a bayel over here. Tell the sugya shvi's and Beitch. I mean, anytime your parents come to Eretz Yisrael, and we all hopefully as Shem Yizrach keep one day, your Moses keep one day over here. To go do Malacha and ask the appearance of you to help him out in the second Yontif, which seems to be the Hoga, Fekir Shtomach, how is that that Hoga? What happened to Issa Deraisa, Shvisa Bito, and Shvisa Benoit? So, Sarah Shtomach, Elma, you tell me, well, who says Shvisa Bapta is on Yontif? Maybe only on Shabbos, not Yontif. There's Ramah, the Reish Benvov, says Shvisa Bapta is only on Yontif, not Shabbos. Only on Shabbos, not Yontif. Might say it's true, it's Ramah. Maisa, the Mishmura, and the Grass, and the Chayodom, pass like that. They pass in Sayyid Yontif and Sayyid Shabbos. There's no difference. Just like Shvi'is Behemtoi is not the way you get to on Yontif, you pass in Lachumra, or the Shvi'is Benoit should also be the case of Yontif. So the question is, if so, how can kids do that in the case of the second Yontif? So that couldn't come along and say, Be'ikir, that we have to analyze who exactly is this Chiyah put upon. We have different children over here. We have kids that are Gdoilim, and we have kids over here that are Maisa Akitanim. That means people that are under Bar Mitzvah, kids that are above Bar Mitzvah. They point out, you read the Makor Chaim, he's very clear. His words, when he says it over to be Machmer, he says, are Binoi Ubita Yakitanim. Makor Chaim says very clearly, it means a case when there are kids over here under Bar Mitzvah. What's the Swartim Achalik? Soif Kol Soif. You can be 50 years old and still you can be a kid of your father and he tells you what to go do and you always worship with him. Whatever happens, happens. You can be Mamish. Whatever he says, Avadi, you have honest custom, keep it over aim over here. The mighty, you're always a kid. What's the difference if you're 50 over here or less than Bar Mitzvah over here? So the Gashel is, what's the difference? So, come on, the Achron, they point out, before the Chilik is, the Behemah has no Shabbos. A Kotan in the Torah Pashas has no Shabbos. So his old Shabbos is only built upon you. Therefore, it's an extension of you, Shvi'is Benoit, whenever your Shabbos is, the Torah says that he has to follow you, he does the Adas of you, even Yisrael Reiso. Ma'ashekin, a God has a Shabbos. So your Shvi'is Benoit is what for his Shabbos. And he does for you on his Shabbos, this is over here. I mean, because he had, a baby has nothing, Kotan has nothing. You argue what level Kotan is it a Kiyam, not a Kiyam? But Esma has nothing. But God has no Shabbos, so Shvi'is Benoit is negated to his Shabbos over here. And therefore, the Achronu, Karpinevsky, he also went this way, he went to say, Tilba Mitzvah, you have Din Dereis over here, or Shtubach the Mitzvah this way over here. The Kami points out, if so, there's a known Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baz, he comes and said, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Pasuk Shinantibul Venecho goes, you teach your children Torah, as always. You always have to mechanic them and help them out learning Torah. So the Kilim Eis is able to learn, and he writes, let's say your kids marry with children, you have a Chiv al Shinantibul Venecho, to mechanic them. Children, money, everything, kids, why? Because that's a din of Rishonantim Luvanecha. You always have to help them on Torah. And if they need it, to teach your children and to learn, yeah, you have to teach, and they can still be in Torah and Torah and Torah, more Torah. And they're able to. And he says, if a father's not an usher, then the Stocky says, or then usher, is always in Torah, always should help out the kids in all their chaisim they have over there. He writes, even married children, we have a responsibility. So it's going to go further. Number one says, who said we pass on the grass? I know every Balabas says, who said we pass on the grass? But he himself addressed that Indian, who said we pass on the Shulchan Aruch Rav? Who said we don't? But when he wants to come to Shabbos, and the case of the Limud Torah. By the case, he says, of Shabbos, Maisi said, if a person to get to Shabbos, depends, to get the Limud Torah depends on Mephiles himself, not Mephiles himself. But Shabbos, you have your own Shabbos over here. So if he his kid finds himself, finds out upon the father maybe. But here you have your own Shabbos. Whatever the kid's Shabbos is, that's just excuse me, know upon whatever the kid's Shabbos over here is. My son, being a Shane Rai from the Taz in Hilchos Chanukah. Taz in Hilchos Chanukah says that if Isha really does a lot there is, then the Baal can do also Chanukah afterwards, the Gamma Minik is not that way. Let's say the Baal forgot some Kabbal Shabbos. Says over the other Taz, what to go do? Says, go tell the kids, the children in the house, to go like Chanukah Neris. Now, the kid was discussing there, has some of the bar mechuyev in the mitzvahs, the gadol, and they're ready with makam l'shamus the isha, and he says, go tell the kid who's a gadol, Tanataz, to go light Chanukah Neris, which is lois spash eish plomash seichem, but didn't have eish mamish. They point out, before Shataz, when after Gavol Shamus, the isha has a right to go tell the kid who's a gadol, to go do a malach over here. Should make a mitzvah, but we see over here. What? So, Maisel comes out, I'm not sure what he's saying, but, before Shkia, I'm talking about Tois for Shabbos. That means it comes out, we set three cases over here. Number one, if Isha is Mekamel Shabbos with Allah Kisneris, the Chura to ask your kids, I tell my wife all the time, don't ask the kids enough on Mitzvah. Yeah, because the kids don't get for me. I can ask, and they can do whatever they want, and they can ask for me. I'm not Mekamel Shabbos, no problem.
Why is it
they going to someone asks, look at that person.
It seems to be the same as all bad, like it says during the house.
Then you have to stop them, correct.
Why is that thing you're doing in the house to do before?
If a person asks me, before I do it with that person.
I
mean, also, if he does by himself or mommy, you have a problem. You can argue if he does it himself for the house. What is that? That's a great question. That's a good shot. I look upon it. That look will come out of me, also. However, in the case, let's say, when 7 hours is off, let's say your parents are in Chutzlars or vice versa, yeah, every case comes out as a gadol. That's a gadol, the question will really come off. They get the second day yontif, your parents come to Eretz Yisrael, Kamal always have a case of a gadol. A case of gadol, we'll also can argue the point, won't have the shail over here. That means this lump is only becoming between gadol and cotton, really, by one case, it happens all the time. When every single household, Erev, Shabbos, a mother, it seems to me, the minute Klai saw they forgot to do something over here, they have to tell someone what to go do, you tell the husband what to go do. They get to other cases, my sister, what's the same? Usually a case of a gadol. Sorry. Okay. I have things in my ear. What?
They kill him.
That's the Mekel, the Goggle. That's the Mekel.
And the good, no, they may kill him. So they're
all the. Oh, yeah, they are.
Why can't it be
Mekel? It's Shabbos.
So some of the drives of being a mummer right here. So
why can't we make her after the fun?
Okay, that's
it. It's Shabbos.
I heard it. Now, building upon this, we have the circuit of depends who you're doing it for. That's Asmoy, that's Oviv. You can't start arguing what is the getter. The item is saying, what's Adas Oviv, what's Adas Asmoy in the content? Marshall, let's say my kid has a job, it's light, he's 10 years old, the job is to put on the light in the bathroom. If you have no light in the bathroom, it's not Kishmak. So that's his job. My son, if you got to go do it, it's Friday night. So, Matash Baholop, Tech Pachad, he puts on the light. Now, who did he put the light on for? Did he put on the light for his father because he's afraid of his father? Or he did because the father had said at him because he's afraid of what's going to happen to him and the pachad is at him. How do you look at pachad? Somebody's afraid. They're afraid because the father, he's going to be upset. You mean the kid by the father? Or if the kid knew he can get away with it, they'll never see the father. That job is for your father to forget about. Which is much time the kid that he doesn't want the father to be angry at him. Isn't that Oviv? Or is that Das Benoit? Nafkamina is. We'll get to a very simple Nafkamina, but that's one question over here. So Mason, the Ma'or Shabbos in the Chelik Aleph, he gets involved in this question and Yisrael and Gedolim, what had he look upon it? That's Oviv or Das Benoit? So come on, when he is questioned to Dine Fisher and Kenai Boisim and Liashim, the all three want to tie in the locked that are doing a Das Oviv. I want to go this way. Sadr Shani, Mishlom Zalman says, Maisa, why say that for? He's doing it at the end of the day, because he's doing it himself. He's afraid the reaction of the father's going to go to him. Now, Kamina is very simple. Then, when a kid puts on the light, can you have enough of the light in the bathroom? Can I use the bathroom? What's your Shiloh? You can't have a non Shabbos. The best of the two categories, the act that the guy does on Shabbos, and the act that the soul does on Shabbos. What are the clones? So, make it very big kids, sir. The guy to soul depends how he does it. Is that b'shogig or b'mezid? In the case of b'mezid, it's also l'olamis. In the case of a shogig, we hold makom atzarech, ma'aseh mutter. Mutter. That's the Negeat Yisrael. Negeat a guy, depends who he's doing it for. He does it for you, it's asur. He does it for himself, ma'aseh mutter. That's very simple. Yisrael, the shogig, ma'aseh, and a guy is, who is he doing it for? Now comes along, what is a cotton? A cotton is a gedder of a guy, or cotton is a gedder of Yisrael. Says the Bialoch and Simon Shinchov Heisef Yud, according to Prima Godim, we give the gedder of a cotton like a guy. And then not the knas and the gedder of a guy, depends who he's doing it for. Building upon that comes out, when he puts on the light in the bathroom, he has a gedder of a guy, if he's doing it for the tato, that's also bahano. If he does it for himself, it's mutter bahano. That's a nafkamina when kids do things after this man, what was their job? Because they're afraid of something, who are they doing it for? Nafkamina can use it or not. Big nafkamina over here. A similar case, I once asked my kid for a tissue in the bathroom. So he's young, 5 years old. Come back, ripped the toilet paper, gave it to me. Okay, so who's he doing that for? Ripped the toilet paper. So again, besides, let's say toilet paper is muksa. Well, let's say it's not muksa. How do you look at that? Who's he doing that for? Then I think about it, that's all of it. He ripped it for the father. He could have, but he didn't. He ripped for the tata. For sure, that's all of him. He said for sure, and he says no. Perfect.
For the tissue, he could take a regular
tissue. So my say, he really means the shallow band, Tam Shita and Sifyot, and Shinkofei. That something is shak, dumb, beheter. But then the very time is crossing when he can get water two ways. Here we're switching objects. We switch objects to Chuat, that's all of the also. Fine. That's the sugya of Shrisa Benai. Next sugya over here. Sifchavei, we have four or three points over here, the sugya of Amir Lachri, the sugya of Kof Nefesh, and the sugya of Tshuva. First, again, to Amir Lachri, putting out a fire, the way we paskin, like Avami, we say the loss from the Kolom Machavo in the Mafsid. That means you say the act of putting out a fire, but there are Hurem's over here. We do not say it straight out. The point up is, Manazel Lachor, we can't say it straight out. Why well, come on the Mishavua twice, Sifkon Mem Test, Sifkon Samaches, Apid the Magarvam and other Paiskim, that the loch is the Getu Kisve Kredish, will not take it out to Shisrab. A guy through a guy. I mean, let's tell a guy as Zilz of Duchess Aswarm to go do an active deraisa, take it out to Shisrab. Therefore, if we have mezuzahs up, that's Kisve Kredish. The only way to save the mezuzahs is putting out the fire. You tell the guy, do a mlocha deraisa, or put out the fire. Believe me, they say it straight out. Therefore, today, that we have 30 mezuzahs or 6 mezuzahs, depends on where you live, in New York or over here, see, 30 or 6. So, between these two over here, the mice is very hard to take down. You get a valid sugar of sasi ripping them off. You're allowed to take them off. You try to open them on Shabbos, big tumble over here. But let's say you can't, then what do you tell a guy? You tell a guy to pan molly, put out the fire. They do ask, if so, in those days they didn't have mezuzahs. In fact, the Nishmah Shabbos, they didn't have mezuzahs, so maybe it's easy for them to take it off. The nice again, the Swam say, Miskaz Shulchan, in other words, Shom Zamel, Shmir Shabbos, all same as Manazah. What do we do? We say straight out, tell the guy to put out the fire. We do not have to come on to the secret of Ramizov inside the secret of Zilzal Tushah Swam over here. Mishabura, being down to Mimtes and Samaches.
You
should put it out? You? Oh, so now the question is, why don't you put it out? Great question. That's Iran's Kashuf. Right, come on, Iran. It says, before we have two questions. Number one, why does Yisrael put out inside the secret of Locha Shain Shrikh Lugufoy? What should that be mutter for? So we learned the sugya back in Baino, the idea of sugya Ksubis Daf Samach, Daf Yemi, a couple weeks ago. So over there it says that when a person, when he has a stuffed up pipe in the ground, and he has to push away the kashkash over here. He leaves. He takes his foot to a peshina. What's a shina? You put mokum hefsed in smoter. If so, first you ran. It's a case of abundant loss. Melacha shenis yudlu gufoi. A case of that's why it's abundant. It's a case of a hefsed. Your house is burning down. So since it didn't have abundant with the hefsed, it should be mutter of Yisrael putting out the fire. Aleph. Second, first you ran. Also, why don't you just ask a guy straight out for another reason? Of shvush shvush, the we paskin mokum hefsed gadol maizes mutter. Your house is burning down. Melacha shenis yudlu gufoi didn't have abundant. With the shvus over here of iskin goy shvus shvus, might say iskim straight out. That's the Ran's two kashas. Come on, Bimog Avram, the Bignan this Ran, the Shmuel Bignan, one of his tirutzim. And they have to answer. They gave the sugya of Dom Gisol to go do it. Since the Melacha she'ein shvus l'gufoy, even though we pass him like a Shimon, we'll see the end of the seven Sivkav Zayin, we pass like a Shimon, it's Rabbanon. But since Yisrael is not a Baki over here, he's not in the situation, what is the Melacha Tzrichel Gufay, not Tzrichel Gufay? And if he is half the oil over here, they still cannot define what's Tzrichel Gufay and what's not Tzrichel Gufay, and how to get the exact get over here. For that reason, come on, will be Machma and say Yisrael cannot put out the fire. Ashtina, yes, but not Melacha Shein Tzrichel Gufay.
Yeah,
I'm not saying right, okay? That's the get Yisrael. Negeta Goy, how do you answer that? Right, the next cash that the Ran is. So Negeta Goy, if a Goy puts it out, Odom is well, I'm a minor. And you see the Goy's putting out, he himself come along and help and put it out over here. So you have another reason that's true, by Goy will not have this reason. We have a special Archok and Gzeira that Odom is bold to go help out the Goy. And they will come along to be mocking to tell a Goy you cannot put out unless you have a Lushan Bermiza over here. I mean, do we have to come along to Bermiza? Except not claim it's on the Sugya of Kisve Kodesh of Mazoy over here. A second reason why today you can say straight out to Goy, is what the Amor comes along and says, that we have a Bayam Tzad HaSugim Koch Nefesh. Now the what the Amor, how he says it over, what's the Koch Nefesh, is the Goyim see a fire, it's a wonderful opportunity to go loot. Everyone knows, that's why firemen have these massive pockets over here, big things over here, it takes them a half hour to put out the fire, and then they come to insurance, can't find anything inside the house, because the fire is so hot to burn everything down, all the silver burned down, right? So everyone knows, they need Panosa somehow. So everyone knows that they're coming to loot, so we don't really care sometimes if you have insurance, it's a hassle. But they get to those days, they come along, they steal things. So in other Amamoinoi, and therefore people are bald, and therefore kind of try to stop them from stealing over here. But that reason, they'll come stop them. Act up Kroch Nefesh, Kshash over here, they come to kill you. Therefore, in those days, Kshash over there with Kroch Nefesh would walk, that you can just try to defend your money, and they will lead to a case of Kroch Nefesh. Well, he says, a second Bayah, not the Ramot, but he himself says, it's going to Ein Gimel. It's not practically, you have Zakenim, you have Chaylim, you have Kitanim. Practically, there. Sometimes you can have a house from a fire. There are 20 apartments over here. Not everyone is able to get out. People are sleeping. It's not that simple over here. And practically, it might lead to an active Koch Nefesh over here. Now, you could start grappling. Maybe Bizman Azeh, is that so? Not so. Maisa Nebignan Chadish says, Dalpiroi, in Bizman Azeh, it is a case of Koch Nefesh. There is maybe Esol is different. They're not going over to Galut. Chadish says, Maisa, first of all, won't you have Ramo? To matter it, Maisa it's smooth over here. Boy says Ravon, he starts with the Shuva, Maisa up, he's working to argue the point. There's no Pekoch Nefesh. He ends off the Maisa. We have numerous Maisas that we see that it is Pekoch Nefesh. We have electricity, electronic fires, the way how the Chodeshani says over that our buildings are very compact and we're very, not like in a place like Muncie, everything spread apart over here or Lakewood, everything's all together and things travel very quickly and they always lead to a construction of Pekoch Nefesh. And therefore, Abadu, we tell a guy to put out the fire. Even you, Yisrael can put out the fire. Now, the Swarm Judas cost of Judah Hashemal that you left on. Now, what that means is not really come out in the game as Manazer. It used to be if you left on a Judah Hashemal, it can't explode. The past 20, 30 years, more than that, but past 30, 40 years, all the Judah Hashemals have a tripper system, will never explode. And whatever, even though the Swarm say it's always a Chashat Kof Nefesh, practice is Manazer, it's not the way. Of course, you some money, masking, or of course, going the whole entire Shabbos. But things don't explode, it's not Chashat Kof Nefesh, and you won't have the head to be telling us to give Sakona. So, as it comes out, we have to, Claudius, we have a thing of a Sakona, of a Heter, of Yisrael, and even telling God to put out a fire over here. Therefore, it says the Mishmur Sakon Ayin Dalit, and the Claudius of Kof Nefesh, Mitzvah Ladia Zeis Barabim. Tell people do not know. People have a fire, they run to Rav. The Rav says, no, that's a mistake. You run to call the fire department, you want to call everyone to go and help. The Rav is the last person you should call. First one is call the fire department. Maybe they're not last, the second person. First fire department, then afterwards.
You could do the rises to call.
Yes, whatever you need. Again, we have the Klamam Shinchav. Ches, and then Mechal Chal Tchila, the Vashinai, all is Klolim, but not, but we're Mechal Shabbos. The third reason why maybe get a guy, again, we have one reason else, Kisra Kodesh, a second Koch Nefesh, and third is real Zalach and Sifchav Zayin. Over there says, when you have eights and Matechas in the street, you have Bayam tell the Sugila of Hezek to Rabbim. Therefore, it says in Mechaber, bring out two sheetahs, can you go put out the fire itself? The two sheetahs are, Shimon and Abihuda, of Melacha Shein Tzvi Lugufay is a Chayiv or Potter. It says in Mishmah over here, we paskin, and Melacha Shein Tzvi Lugufay is Potter, Din Rabbanon. Therefore, B'tzad Menia, Hezek to Rabbim, go tell Goy B'Pem Moli to go put out the fire. These coals will be on the fire, coals will be in the street. Said the Aruch HaShulchan, points out, usually when buildings are on fire, things fall down, where the coals go, and they're up in the street. I mean, there are most times it's not being down the center. So, I mean, those days it was not something which was rabbim. They had the chutz in front of them, and they had the grass in front of them, or they had a big backyard over here, and in certain places you go to Monty, it's not exactly near the street, and Ichnami. But in general, most places that we live over here, what happens if there's a fire is near the street? Where does everything go? It falls in the street. It's dangerous in the street. So, if so, you have not a reason why to not say, but to Targoy, put on a fire, and said, Loch and Zim of Zion.
Why only Zion? Yourself.
That's what Koch Nefesh, now it's me a Sesek. Again, I switched.
No,
Hezek Rabbim only says, only Goy, that's what it says. Chabbos says only Goy. Put out the fire. Yochel Chabbos. Right, my mistake, yeah. That's here, even Yisrael. Yeah, I'm coming. No, now you find what Rabbim is. Once you get a Rabbim, how much? How long the field over here? How much you should spread? Be even practical. But that means our Shimon said today it is Benin. It is headed to Rabbim. So again, you can put again. So come down, you're right. You can put out the fire for two reasons yourself. One is Koch Nefesh. One is having to give the headed to Rabbim. A Nochas Sugya over here is the Sugya of Tshuva. The mobbing exam. Yeah, that's what I was corrected, and I agreed I made a mistake. I'm doing shuva on that. The Kabbalah osit, and yes, I got the busha for it. And Bez Hashem. Yeah, the Gemara said the Gittin, the best way to remember things is to make the mistake the first time. So I made the mistake, and I'm going to remember it the next 6 years later. I'm not going to make this mistake again.
What's the pshat?
The lumdus? You're the lumdus. I quote. Now, third sugya we have is the idea of tshuva. Now, to get to tshuva, there are really two sugyas. The idea of ben um chaveroi, the idea of ben abu mawakam. Now, doing tshuva ben um chaveroi is not only a simon tov for yishvav, elchus yom kippurim. The get to ben um mawakam is only brought down a little bit over here, and a little bit in hilchus nida and simon kuf pehei. That's all which brought down. A little bit here, a little bit there, and that's it. So try to go to So just to focus maybe on two points that come up from our sugyo, some ideas over here of the geta tshuva, the geta ben obum lemakom. Just first, the two points over here: the geta tshuva. Person can do on a very einus, can do on a very mishege, can do on a very tach pahala, can do on a very tach mezit. Different levels over here. So let's try to find these levels over here. First, the person is a very mishegig. Let's say he did a drabonim mishegig. He did a barrier, took himself to take oichel, mishegig over here. He moved muksa in the case of mishegig over here. So muksa is the case of drabonim. And he did mishegig. Is there any issue doing a very drabonim mishegig? And would you have to chew upon it? Oh, right. So build up the point. First, Mamam Hilfa Shuva, Parak Aleph, Aloha Aleph. He starts off, Ko mitzvah shebetoyo. Whether besodin or b'shegeg, she also tshuva. She asked tshuva. Yashu v'yeshu mechatoi chayilus vadeis. You have a chiyav vidor over here. That means the first word of the Rambam is called mitzvah shabbatoyo. The Chonim grapple. Why is the word mitzvah shabbatoyo? And the Rabbanim no din tshuva. They point out. Sounds like a Rabbanim b'shegeg. Maybe there is no din tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira on Perek Tazayin says if you sold your friend treif meat, chazer. He does not know about it. Maisa, come along, he wants his money back. Michael Toys says the Rambam, if the treif deraisa, whether he ate it or did not eat it, Michael Toys gets his money back. But let's say it's only treif derabanan, it depends. If he ate it, he does not get his money back. Michael Kayan, if he did not eat it, Michael Toys gets his money back. Ad Kan the Rambam, wrote down twice by the Mechaber, once in the Yerdei Simu Kufites, once in the Choshev Mishpat Reish Lama Dalet. Come on, all the Achrim on the page is why by the Rabbanon is the difference between you ate it or did not eat it. Circle Soif, you did not want to eat the Mechaber twice. Why, if you eat it, you do not get your money back? Says the Nesivis, the Choshev Mishpat Reish Lama Dalet, you do it, you say it. His words are, Be Isin Rabbanon, Ein Tzorch Shum Kaparo, Kilo Loi Oved Dami. Some of the Shogi Rabbanon, as if he didn't know Avera at all. He did not need a kapara over here. What happened? He ate something that's Shogi, an Isser treif over here. That's the Rabbanon. Lochi did not need kapara. Therefore, what's the idea? Make a kain, no problem over here. Shogi Rabbanon did not need to do tshuva. The other one passed this way is Marsham, Chalkas Yaakov. You could ask, what's the longest? What's he said over here? Circle, so he did Avera, Meshogi. So Elam likes explaining the side over here. Lassim Deraisa, Masham, Achiez, and others, that the site of listening to the Rabbanon is inside the pasuk of Lois Sosim Yimin Asmal. Do not turn away, not to the right, not to the left. You have to always listen to the words of what Chazal say. That did not turning away is put upon. The person should not turn away from what he hears. Did not hear, I did not turn away from it. Give me a marshal. Your father tells you to take out the garbage. Mitzvah Deraisa, take out the garbage over here. Your father wants you to take out the garbage, but did not tell you. And therefore, you did not do it. You even Isser, your father did not tell you. You did not know. I did not turn away from my father. Everything he told me, I did. I just did not know. The lack of knowledge tells me I'm not mechuyev. I'll keep it away. Kain said the same thing over here. If Chazal, I did not know about it, I did not turn away from what he said. It's not like Chazal the Isser the Chetzel. The Isser we had the abundance is why? Because I cannot turn away from my what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I did not turn away. I did not know over here. For this reason, it says Numas Achayim, that's the longest of the Sivis over here. That's Shogi Rabbanon, there's no din of Shuv over here, no din of Kapara. Now, again, once they point out, if that's so, let's take it a step further. I'll ask the question. Well, I can go over to a person and give him a cheeseburger, tell him the meat is fleshix, the cheese is power over here, and enjoy it. The guy eats it, like, it tastes like a real cheese, real milk, it can be a really cheeseburger, and he like smiling at him. Why put cheese on top of the meat over here? It's the Rabbanon. So he didn't know Avera. You, Lemaisa, if he didn't know Avera, there's no Lefneiv over here. Actually, tell him he's Mamash had a Geshmak and cheeseburger over here. It's Shreif. Maisa is Basim Chalom, Basim Baya over here. You did Heter. There's no Issa over here. Lefneiv on Heter, which is no problem. So can I cause people to go to a case of a Shegid Rabbanon? Why should there be a problem over here? So, two things you have to grapple with. Number one, do we pass like this in the Sivis? And number two, even according to the Sivis, is it true there is no Lifnei Iver on this issue over here? First, the Klolis, do we pass like this in the Sivis? There are numerous Achronim, we have numerous Rayas, whether it's Zer'er, MS, Ruachayim, Beis Yitzchok, Asim Deraisa, or Smech, they want to argue. One of the Makoris, from Moshe, others, one of the Makoris they're coming from is our Sigur. Come on, the Mishnah over here, it means that the Shayat Tzin, the Kekel Shabbos, very soul, and the words are very clear. That feel over b'shogig is the rabban and didn't came that you need to fast 40 days. Mishnah Berurah says shogig rabban only 40 days you have to fast, 40 days before Mishnah Berurah. Same thing with Chayodom. They point out the this Mishnah Berurah coming to kill the Shabbos in the Chayodom is going not like the Nesivis. Now, Gam there is a safer covenant of Malachim wants Machalik. The Nesivis only discussing a case of a shogig in the gate to Allah, not the shogig in the gate to Sugar of Korah, tries to Machalik. It's very hard to understand that once you settle with Aslai Saucer, not turning away, what's going to give it a lab? In the case of Chorus over here, Shogi Rabbanon, Shogi Rabbanon, not turning away the words. And therefore, this Raya of Gusman in the Shia and Katrace Shurim brings a Raya, and Mikaloch brings a Raya, and that's before really the Beish Shlomo, 20 years ago, brings a Raya from the Sig over here, that we've seen not left in the Sivis, and Shogi Rabbanon and Chiv Chuv over here. That's Aleph. That Vicky the Punch did not want to pass like the Nesivis. Beit Panah Sugyo. Second, even if you want to go with the Nesivis, is there Isla Lefneiver? So there is an Abinazer, because they want to say maybe there is no Lefneiver. They point out that before Shur Chavasdas. Now, who is the Chavasdas? Zivis, same person, right. So the Chavasdas, he writes the Hukas Ribis, Simuk Kuf Samach, on the look where it says that a person, when you lend the Ribis, there are four people over in Isser, the Malvo, the Loivo, the Orev, and the Aden. Says Ramah, even in the case of Ribis throughout Bonon, the Loivo is over in Isser. Says the Chavasdas, even the case of the Malva does not know about it. That means a malva that know about the loiv is even lifting even on the malva in the case of the rabbanon. Before she chavas das, it says your even is to lift even. They point out in the case of a shegi the rabbanon. I guess a kosayif is no averus. Where is it is to lift even? So the achi the way he wants to answer. The lift even b'asim in the Torah passing in kedoshim. The three chalakim to lift even is the issue of causing someone to do an avera. Here he didn't do an avera. The loch of not putting a stumbling block in front of a person has it. The issue of eating shenan genis. Zachiezer, who wants to eat a cheeseburger? Who wants to go eat it? It's Eisah Shaino again, it's over here. Avada, no one wants to do something like that. Which I know a lot of people will argue the point, says, if I can, I can. Why not? It's Moto over here. That's his title. The one that is from Zalman and also Arsameach, they say the reason why it's even the Isra of the Ever, it's that culting the Rabbanah King, the Raisa took it. If any derisors have left the Ever, all the Rabbanahs have left the Ever, never even calling the Sivis, call the Mice is Isra of the Ever. I in the Maisa, the Rambam says, "Call mitzvah shebet Torah, being b'shogim, being mazer the dinam shuvah. Why Torah? Why not do abundance?" Says the Ma'at Sari. Very simple, because did do abundance, you even lay saucer, you even din Torah. It is din Torah. Every do abundance is din Torah over here. Right. And that's a yeah. Okay.
It's not
No. Don't say it, I don't know. Now, that's one aspect we see from Master. A second thing over here, when a person does a very botinus, I mean, the second one here, in case of a shogig, case of botinus, the person does a very botinus, you have to chuva. So the Rambam starts with again, first aloha, being bezodin, being beshogig. What's aloha negate to the botinus? Do you have to chuva on the botinus? Hasha sound like you don't have to. The Maram Rutabub discusses the case of Kot Pehei, that's brought down when Isha Meshamish Shloi Bishas Vestal, and she's down. The question is it Din Tshuva? Says the Maram, there's no Din Tshuva in a case of Oinus. Therefore, there are more being done Lochel Maisa and Kot Pehei Sev Dalet. When the Meshamish Shloi Bishas Vestal, Ein Tsar Kapara Loi Hu Vloi Hi. An Oinus is no Din of an Avera, no Chiv Kapara. You didn't know Avera, nothing went wrong over here. Mishmua, the loch in Yom Kippur, Tovay Shidches, some East Yom Kippur, Koch Nefesh. The Kur says, as Mitzvah Shuvah, the reason it says Mishmua, why you're not even a Vera, says, the Oinus Rachmana Patri. No, the Shuvah over here. If so, you could ask, what's the first Al-Khait? Vein Ma'inus by Muratzen. That's therefore, if you had Masur of the Purushim Mubarak, they say, what is it doing the Shuvah of Oinus if there are more Paskins based on Ram? The Rambam is saying there's no din of a chait by oinus. Why is it a chait? Beim oinus beim rotsin. What's the chait over here? So one way you can answer, Rashi says, the certain averes that even by oinus you have to go do. For example, yog vayaver, halacha is you have to die, and you're by oinus, and that matters. You have to give up your life for gilui Rashi to double down on zara. You did not give up your life. You're even avera, come you're oinus. That's what you want to answer. If you want, you take out the Oscar Matzah where he says over. He says it means oinus. What loshim bnei odim we call oinus. We say we're an oinus, we're not really oinus. You know, we're running late, we're doing this. We tell everyone we're an oinus, and oinus, we're not oinus. It's the reason loshim bnei odim of oinus over here, which I think everyone understands, and I would use that loshim oinus, not really oinus over here. The other two of them are different machzim over here, and answer this question. You could ask a question if you learn Nafyomi or the Mishnayis, the Chumas. Over there says when an Edom comes to Bezin and says the husband passed away, Isha has the right to a son come to Bezin and be married. Husband walks back into town. She's over the very, she has a key of carbon. So all the girls are trying to grapple. This Mishnah is brought down from the Rambam twice. Why is it so that you list the Bezin in this Goldum Yazoo when Bezin listened to Edim and they tell you to go be married? And you have a key of carbon over here. Numus Tirotsim, Yeshlon had clearly answered that well. Not in Kavan Kaimai. Maisel comes out, they get to the levels of doing tshuva. On Enos, you don't have to. Less of Lashem Le'odom. On a Shogir, we have to, even on a Shogir, do abundantly have fast way to Nasim. But Toich Baholo, some of the actual Toich Baholo. What is that? Is that a Shogir or a Mazin? My Shohoyo, there was an Isha who Baholo. Well, is Ba'inus? That's the question. So the My Shohoyo of an Isha, the Yamah with. What?
Shogir or Mazin or Shogir or Inus? Good question.
What is Baholah? Is it Shogi? Is it Oinus or Mazin? What is Baholah? You have three options. What is being overwhelmed by the moment? So there's Isha who are crackpot, the plug is sticking out. She has a lot of guests. Technology pushed it in. My Shogi Kachoyu, they went around to like 10 different Abonah Eitz Yisrael. negates the food also, and now the kakpa is also going to bleed us over here. What exactly is a mice over here? How, is it mazid or shagig? Why negate the knas and Shabbos if it's shagig? Use a kakpa, please. Cheres or ashbo. If it's mazid, also ilum, leash of the isha. So actually, when the rabbi wanted to answer it, the person is rook, we switch crackpots over here, you can be yours, I'll keep in mind, because it's only us for the isha, not for the person. He didn't like that too much. But Maisa, what is Baha'u'llah? So they point out, there are different sugis being right to it, but they point out Arataz, Shalom Adalit. So the beginning of the siman over here, the person takes Baha'u'llah, which put out the fire to save himself as Baha'u'llah, he calls that amazing. So the question was going to happen, but the fire either was striking, because why? You're Isaac in the pool of putting it out, of saving things. Says the words of the Taz, because you ball a heart bay, you put up mazid as a get of a mazid over here. One of the Taz calls a ball a mazid. Now, in the case of the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's Hilchos Nida Chuk Bei Hei, someone's Hirish Tech Bala, which finds out Ishin and Nida, what's a locha? Shuva, mazid it's called. So a person, someone's Ishin, the locha is when your wife tells you you have a Nida and Bem Tatashmish, you have to stop and stay there. Kurisubanaim on top of the bed, push the body off of her, you have to wait till the Eva goes is not Kisha anymore. What's the natural reaction? Pull out. That says Aruch HaShulchan is mazid. That's a Baha'u'llah. Inuch Baha'u'llah killed what he said. But that's the case of mazid. The whole case of Baha'u'llah, Nichol is of mazid over here. Now, we have a case over here of
everybody says that.
Yeah. For sure, everybody maybe. Now, when this maestro, the issue of the crackpot, they went around to different bottoms, and that Friday night I heard that each one gave a shiur about it. So that's part of the question. Some gave rayas from the Taz Aruch HaShulchan, some left them as a blank. They weren't sure they didn't have any rayas to it. So maybe that, they had, some of them had strikes to it. They got all the reason why, this way or that way. Now, the gate putting out, again, there's a comment over here that a person. That when he puts out a fire, again, at different levels over here, and it has to go to tshuva. Now, we have again a case of Einus, a case of Shagig, touch Baha'u'llah, and Mazid. Now, when a person doing tshuva by Einus, not only don't do tshuva by Einus, if you put out by a Deleika, you have to do tshuva. Fourth Nefesh, there's a mitzvah over here. Come with the Mishabuah, it quotes among Avram. Therefore, if a person has a fire over here, and he puts out as Chil Shabbos, he puts out the fire to save people over here. Avikivoy ain't sarf tshuva. Why? Shlo yimnu meilichvais. A person does not need to tshuva. Why? Because he's not holding back from doing the act of kivoy, saving people. The Chayyim point out, Mishmur is saying, why don't you don't have to tshuva? We're saying don't do tshuva. Al kof nefesh or yin einis. Come on, Mishmur says don't do tshuva. Now why? If you do tshuva, you won't do the act of kivoy. That's incorrect over here, Lechora. You said not doing tshuva. You didn't know about it. You did a mitzvah over here. It's a mitzvah of Kof Nefesh. They point out, you look at the Makara, the Urzeruah, but that's the mitzvah of Akara. The person wants to tshuva, make a macha against him. Vadi, you should not go to tshuva. There's no reason to tshuva, ki uzer. My question to Gliashim, towards the letters, he says, because why? Because people, sometimes, they extend more than what they analyze the situation to be. That means, that's him, Kof Nefesh at a certain level. And they do more than that. Tosh Bahal over here. Or Shumak says they make a mistake in the matzav in general, what's happening over here. People, they get overwhelmed. When they get overwhelmed, and they should really judge it with more of a seichel understanding over here, it can be nichol get of amazing. In that situation, when you're not sure, maybe I should do tshuva upon that, don't do tshuva. I mean, if you're Bahalah and you're amazing, do tshuva. If you're mitzvah, don't do tshuva. But a lot of times we're in the middle ground and we don't think straight, and you have to learn to think straight in general as a cloud. But some of you just don't think, also the problem. But some of you don't think over here. Yet we have to realize you listen to your sim over here. I mean, that may be do tshuva. That might be tshuva. Don't do tshuva. Otherwise, you won't do the active kiva in the sugya of kof nefesh. Now, again, doing tshuva comes down the page. The maestro, we have five things to go do over here. Number one, the lochay is supposed to fast. Number two, on the night of the fast, not to have bosser, not to drink yayin. Number three, since the Bezman based on Mikdash, you have to bring Kamachatas, we don't have Kamachatas, today we should bring Yudchas Peshitta. Number four is in the Mishmua, we say the Korban Chatas, the Parsha Chatas. And number five, the Maravam says you should write it down in the Pinkas, your notebook. Now, to explain each one, these five things to get to Tshuva, how does it go to Tshuva practically? Number one, it says to fast, gotta fast. What does that mean, fast? It says the Ramah means fast 40 days. not 4 days straight. You can do it by half Monday and Thursday, Monday and Thursday, no problem. The mall does give you a heter, you push off to the winter. Doesn't say push off always, push off to the winter. And then you have to fast when you do an act of a shaggy of the dinder ice over here. That's Aleph. The second thing is not the boser, not drink yayin. When is that? Is that the night before the tzayim or the night after the tzayim? So over here, the Mishmur says it's halacha is the night after the tzayim. That means you fast Monday and Thursday, Monday night and Thursday night. Agam the sim tov kopei, halacha is the geto suga of the Baalus of the Chur Meis HaMikdash, the Mechab Ben Zanov there, a person fasts every Monday and Thursday. So the Mishnah, if you cannot fast Monday and Thursday, you should not have fleshik, should not drink wine on Monday and Thursday. Therefore, the Shiva has power on Monday and Thursday. Also, says the Mishnah, you should not have bostav yayin at the night. What night is the night before? They said not the night after the night before. They point out one inside the Sugi of Tshuva, one inside the Sugi of Avelis. A Gamin, look at the Kuf Pehei, the Pesach Tshuva that brings down. That what you do negate the boss of Yahya, you said to be machmen, not the night after, not the night before. That means Mishmua says negate the Avelis, the look of the night before. Negate the Shuvah is the night afterward. Because when Shuvah is down, those are machmen, night before and night afterwards. The third thing says Mishmua, a person should say the Parsha Chattis. Now he says more than just saying the words. You have to understand the Ifin HaKrov over here.
This
now, what?
This one?
Mishmua is a Kron Pei.
Oh, this one?
Say Kron Chattis. Pashas Chattis.
Yayin and
Basa
go together.
Yayin and
Basa
go together.
Yayin and Basa go together. Yayin and Basa is
two. Number three is the case of Chattis.
Bring one, not the same one. Say, we'll get to each one again. Yeah. I switch your order around, I'm sorry. But right now, my Shita has a word saying Chattis. So, to get to Chattis, let's say a person does a bunch of Averis. How many Chattis does he have to go say? How many? He did a bar a bunch of times. Sometimes I hold on the time. Sometimes also, oh my gosh, how many chats does that to go say?
You
got that also. So Meisel, it's a shaila again. The Mar Shabbos is the Megillah lawyer. The Dain Fisher and Rabbi Asher, they say Meisel every avera is a kavu chatus. So you have to say every single time over here. And Beth the Bnei Yischoska already points that look for every single avera that you did, you have to be kavu chatus. Shlomo Zalman says no. Shlomo Zalman, Mar Shabbos, Alt, Bechel Beis, Bechel Beis, Bechel Beis, people who are a Baal Tshuva, or people who come from Russia, or all these different cases over here, people have thousands, tens of thousands of various, at least, the Chol HaBokas. We don't tell them. Say over and over and over and over the Pashar Chattas. Tell them one time. Mizrahi is Maisa Rav. Because he's my dam in the bar, we don't tell them more than that. Then we tell them Maisa, one time is enough. One time, have one for everything. Even a bunch of you, even if you know there are, but every Shabbos in Mechalik, every single Shabbos, every Avera, yeah, but that's just any Tashmish, everything, or everything, one Avera, two Averas. Now, a fourth thing over here is that Maisa to write down on the Pinchas. That's a mother of Rome, right? If you write down in the notebook, cover this Indian Gemara on Shabbos and that your base on base. Mishmuel ben Elisha, he says, I'm going to read from a sefer with a nair next to me, I'm not going to tilt the nair. And then the day, he was lacing a Torah, and he tilts the nair to go help himself out. Therefore, he wrote it down, and his Pinchas says, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha, Kirisi v'te'isi, nair shav b'shabbish, shibana beis ha-mikdash, eva chadish shmeino. I'm going to bring in a chadish shmeino over here. Now, why chadish shmeino? The Shulman discussed it, the Shulman discussed it, what's lost in the chadish shmeino? What's the idea of shmeino? Next year that comes out, we have a Elisha. What are you going to do? Shmuel ben Elisha. He wrote down his notebook. Then we come along the Mark of Rome and says, you write it down. They point out who did not bring down the Salocha. Mishabur did not bring it down. It's in Behete, Mark of Rome. It's not brought down the Mishabur. The question is, do you have to write it down in your Pinchas? Where is your Pinchas? So, you can argue you have no Averis, can't I? But let's say someone has an Averis. Where is your Pinchas over here? So, the Maisa, do you have to write it down that? So, this is a Taisha and Shmuel, the Rashi Begitin. Sounds like you do have to write it down. The Shlo in the Seidat Tshuva says to write down, and therefore there is a Tshuva by the Yad Leon Simchot Des, brought down by the Shari Tshuva in Simchot Resh Gimel Hilchos Yom Kippurim, was asked this question: do you have to write it down or not? He says yes. You have to know what you bring in carbon. You have to write it down. The Choskos Hashem says you do have to write it down. Al Tzadah Sheni, Maisa first is the first Tshuva by the Leiv Chaim. He points out writing down is only Tzadmiz Chasidus and the Meshuas Adin. It's a correct thing. We don't have to. And Bethim is before Shul Chavetz Chaim. The same thing. Igros Umamori Mechtov Hei. Over there, he discusses the idea of doing tshuva, and he gives a mashal to it. Over there it says, Mina story, let's say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. $1,000. Next day, Shimon says, no, my loan over here, remember it. So Reuven says, I remembered it, and only that, I wrote down my pinkies over here, my notebook over here. So Shimon walks away, he knows that Reuven's going to pay it back. He wrote it down, he's come to remember it, he's going to remember it every day. It's something that he's put, not just he borrowed and said, I'll take care of it. He wrote it down, and therefore the lender over here is much more betuach that what's going to happen is he actually pay it back. If people don't plan to pay it back, don't write it down. It means something to him, and something can be involved and think about. Same thing, they said over here, writing it down, it says the Chofetz Chaim is to mezaris os, it's on Sugya Tshuva. We're not writing down mitzvah, we have a din to bring a korban bizman based on mikdash. Writing down mitzvah, the Sugya Tshuva we have to mezaris os, to remember we did this aveira. I know we're chui for it was bizman based on mikdash. You have to know what that means over here. With the Eved Hashem, we did something wrong over here. The said over here is a chilik of chayroto, and to remind us, it not means the sugya of being a korban over here. It's more like the Shturmach writes, Lotosi negdi tomin. To always remember my various, that's a write down of the pinkus over here. The Shami Nisim, this is Kaplan in the Sefer, in Akdom to Kosher, he has a long chelik over here discussing the end of writing down the pinkus. The Issachan Knievsky, Maisa, should write it down? Said, the Chanush HaMinik, the Maisa, the Kanosa is Zeka Kuloi. Don't Machashi the Chayso doesn't do. I said it's a wonderful thing to go do. It's a wonderful thing to write things down, to desire the person's shuva. But say the Indian does not do it. Leave it as is. Keep Chai. So Bukhazi mind up in the bar and leave it as is. Now, you could say, let's say a person, he does shuva, real shuva, and he says the Parsha Kavanis is still Mukhuy the carbon. He said the Parsha Kavanis over here. He said the Chattis. And he had Chayroto and the Kabbalah Osir and he said Vida over here. Does he have to tack and bring a korban? So this is a chiddush by the Tzemach David says you don't have to. The Pasha says that only it's kir korban chattis. This is like a key relay, the chidon, the samsev, and others. The maiso are being best raya. Rabbi Shmuel, he wrote it down. He wrote it down. I'm sure Rabbi Shmuel did tshuva. He had charoto and did vidoy. Like you can argue, Rabbi Shmuel wrote it down mitzad to Mizaris himself. But Pasha's he wrote it down. Why? Mitzad the base of Mikdash, and he said he believed. Yeah, I will believe. He wrote that, but why? The Zara himself? Would you really do it? That's a pasha, that's a raya. What's a raya? That even if you did all the chuvas and all the kabbalas, it's only ke'ilu, that's not really a ticket over here. Therefore, the place came to Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Torah, or goes this way, and Torah Lishma, they all come and say, Iki, Chaim, and Korban. Again, they do point out that's only the case where your Bez Hashem will also be based on Mikdash Bekarav. Let's say a person passes away, then you have to chiyas a basin, is then there's a chiyav to bring a carbon. So the Sefer Itim Arishan says that Mishmuel ben Elisha, he thought, he hoped, he wanted there'll be a base of mikdash in his time. That's who wrote it down. Sefer Itim is Bezman Arif. He wrote that. Otherwise, he said, "Echami." Once you pass away, says Shitul Aran, you potter. So the Chofetz Chaim gets memory, you potter. That means the whole thing of writing it down was only why either mitzad the chiyuv if the base of mikdash is your times, or to mezarez you mitzad the sugya tshuva. The fifth thing over here in the Gera is the idea of being paid to, go back to the case of the Tzeng over here, being paid to the Tzeng over here, is that we have, most of us, we have to get the lucky to fast. Fast 40 days, Monday through Thursday, in the case of the winter. Kamal Mishukhodar discusses that a person has a right to be paid to and to do tshuva that way. That means it comes out, there are really two things that I'm all saying. Number one, the idea negates the Tanaisim, you have to fast 40 Tanaisim every time to be paid with your base shittim. And number two, the law is the get to the carbon chattas that you're supposed to bring, you're not giving it, to 40, since 40 Tanaisim, 40 times to your base shittim. And plus, you have to bring also a carbon chattas, and since Shleyah Chaitin Disco, you have to bring a carbon that works your chesp shittim. That means you have to bring 40 times your base shittim, and one time your chesp shittim. Now, what is Yudchas Pshitim practically? Says the Graz, Yudchas Pshitim is a Shira Selam in Atarah. That's what it is. So, what's Shira Selam in Atarah? So, the Midas Shira of Atarah says that means 17 grams. The Rehel Bir Halacha of Zilber, he comes and says it means 19.2 grams. So, let's make it go with that Ma'alach Chamos from Go, that a Shira Selam in Atarah, Yudchas Pshitim is 19.2 grams. If you go with that, let's be, what is, how much is a gram of silver today? So, I didn't check yesterday on the market, but when I checked in Toshin Pei, That's 2 years ago. And the market of a shear of silver was 1.96. Now, that was on the market of wholesale. They point out retail is always 35% more, whether it's at 70%, it's at mass, which is at tax.
1.96
shekels? Yes. 1.96 shekels.
Per
gram?
2 shekels.
Per gram.
Can I buy it? 2 shekels
a gram. Okay, that's how much is silver? The price of silver. Okay, well, step by step. Mice, they point out that's wholesale. Retail is usually 35% more, market 70% for mass, and plus the agent's fee comes out to be usually 2.65 shekels a gram of silver. If so, the pledo one sign is 12.8 grams. The pledo, if you go by the bursa, will come out that one sign is 25 shekels. You go by the store price, it's almost 34 shekels. By carbon chatos, will come out to be bare 38 shekels in the bursa on wholesale. Mashenkin on the store will be over 50 shekels. If you do less cheshbon, is you have 40 tanesim plus a chatos, will come out wholesale be one a bare will be over 1,000 shekels, and you do by retail will be 1,400 shekels. That means, example, a person he has in his kitchen, he takes out one pesos b'tay oichel. The halacha is he has to bring. Give to tzedakah over 1,000 shekels, at least. At least, 1,000 shekels. If he does it twice, double. Three times, four times. Every time he does something like that, he separates the eggs from the shell, la'achazman, even istereisim, and shogeg. You peel something, la'achazman, even istereisim, and shogeg. The halacha is, he has to bring these things. Now, if he only did it, move the muksa, so you take away the carbon, so fine. So there's only a case over here. If you do it in a case of wholesale, that'll be 1,350. Fine. Be a little bit less.
Now silver is $19 and something.
I'm just saying, a gram of silver.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I don't know what gram, where they're going, but no weight. No weight. No, this is the weight. These numbers, if you want, the Atenemon has his numbers also. His numbers, the 10 number a couple years ago, printed the numbers, but they said based upon the gram of shekel, then it was 1.8. Now, what
comes?
Now, what comes out, you have to first realize this idea of Yudchas Pshitim to give over here, or Yud Beis Pshitim, will give you a mitzat atzoyim. It says in Mishabura, that's a shir hapochus. If you're a richer person, you have a bigger city, you spend more money, that's at least the amount of the Mishabura to get that tightness. Well, he says to Mishnah Berurah, the cheapest keves, he says, is this price. Today, my father tells me, and other people tell me, the cheapest goat you can get today, father tells me almost 1,000 shekels. Other guys tell me 500 shekels. So, it might still come out, the cheapest goat today is about 500 shekels. That means, if you want the cheapest goat, they can bring the Shleya Chayte Nisker, it's 500. That means it'll come out, you're doing a very shogeg of the Rabban, of the Raisa, back 2,000 shekels every time you do something. It's not kedai. But over to, if it's your abonon, they take away the carbon over here. It's only almost 1,400 shekels. That's the difference over here. Now, Maisa, to do tshuva. We just pointed out, according to tshuva, you have to do five things over here. Number one, a case of tzayim. Number two, basav yayin. Number three, you have to mokum chattis, yirchat pshitim. Number three, the send the carbon chattis. And number five, write down the pinkus. Today, do people... Is this that Hoga had to do tshuva today? So they point out in the tshuva there are two aspects. The aspects of having charato vidoy in the past, and there's something called Kabbalah Osin. Right? Tshuva, Mesal Sharm, two different avenues. What should we work on today? They went over the Chaz Nish and they asked him, he wrote a letter, tshuva, some of them are very on Shabbos, what to work on. He says the ikar thing to work on is Shmir Shabbos for the future. As you work and you learn Hilchos Shabbos and Dikur of Shmir Shabbos, that's going to be the ikar your ticket. That means the Arab Gedolim will say, today we tell people, and they ask the Stifle what to go do, Stifle says, learn Mishnah Berurah. He asks Chaim Kinevsky what to go do, he says, learn Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Like the Yagid says, you learn things, you're tuned in things, and then today seemed to be that numerous Paiskim that Hogi is, if you made a mistake, you spoke Lashon Hara, learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Why? Because the more you, Mechazik, you work today, more it seems to be on the future, than less in the past. Different reasons why that's so, whether we have issues with working on the past, whether because we're too lazy for it. Each one on the reason why. But the Gedolim say today that the Hogan seems to be working more in the future. How do you do that? By learning the Sigil over here. Agam, the Elmer Shulah says, Yes, the Chodashani and the Miskirelis, how do you do it? He said, What's that in Shulchan Aruch? He followed that in Shulchan Aruch. The Chodashani and the Vosner was asked the Sefer Al Mashulash, they both came along and said, we follow Shulchan Aruch. That means the question is, what's the correct Anhaga to really focus on today? More on the past and more on the future. Give an Anhaga to Klai Yisrael. But the Maisa, the best thing is, if you learn now for the future, you talk Mizorcha, not to worry about the past, and we'll be Gavaris over here. Talk Mizorcha for all of us, to learn the Sugars, no well, have no vision, no problem, not trouble, not to races, no fasting over here, and only to be a Sugar all the Shema. Slot.